A little over 5 years ago, a group of special needs trust advocates from across the country came together to meet with senior leadership at the Social Security Administration about issues that we were experiencing with the review and treatment of special needs trusts. And one of the examples that really got the attention of people around the table came from Patty Sichler, who had had cases involving twins. Is Patty in here? There you go. A case involving twins who were both in an automobile accident, and a trust was created for each of them. And one trust, one trust was reviewed in a few months, and the other took 18 months. And the individual from the operations part of the Social Security Administration, sitting at the table, her eyes rolled back in her head. She was so dismayed, and it was out of that meeting, and no doubt other discussions within the agency, that Social Security embarked on an internal study about how trusts were reviewed, and embarked on the development of this very involved, highly staffed, detailed project to deal with this more effectively, to review trusts more effectively. I think it's important for us to remember that the number of cases that involve special needs trusts relative to the overall workload for Social Security is tiny. It's less than 1%. A fraction of a percent. For us, it's 24/7, right? This is what we're doing every day, all the time. For the Social Security Administration, this is a tiny piece of the work that they do. And so from time to time, when I encounter folks who are really ticked off because their trust wasn't approved, and they say, don't you really think that the Social Security Administration is just really carrying out an agenda to discourage people from using trusts?